This week, the San Diego Chargers will present a great challenge with their defense because if Cecil Shorts can't play, Justin Blackmon will get a lot of attention. And why? Because he's a great player with great body control. And I've got to show this play because he's going to come from the far side in a crossing route. And watch the body control that he displays and how he gets down to avoid contact and save his body. Look, he makes the catch and whoop down, lowers his head backwards, and ends up clearing the defender, and then he gets tagged down. It's a smart play by a wide receiver. Now, other players will have to step up, and one of them being, okay, Mike Brown, Ace Sanders, here to the left side, and watch what happens here. Ace Sanders ends up getting a block to the outside, and Mike Brown ends up coming around and getting out to the outside. Players have to step up in the absence of others, and the more weapons you can develop offensively, the better you can be. And one weapon that's really starting to develop, tight end Clay Harbor, lined up at the tight end position. And compare his speed going down the field to all of the other wide receivers. Look how quick he is. And he gets open and he makes the catch. In the last three games, Clay Harbor has 7 catches for 107 yards. Impressive. And a guy that was claimed off of waivers right before the season opener by general manager David Caldwell. Now, they added another guy recently, Stephen Williams, and from talking to Cecil Shorts, Stephen's right here at the top, talking to Cecil Shorts before the Broncos game, he said, man, wait till you see this guy. He has great speed. Well, he's 6'5", 208 pounds, and Cecil says he can run like the wind. They didn't connect on this opportunity. This was one of two opportunities where Chad Henne threw it down deep to him. But look for more deep opportunities for Stephen Williams going forward. Now, the San Diego Chargers. You got to start with Philip Rivers, second-rated quarterback in the National Football League. He's back to playing smart and efficient, and he's got a guy that I like to call his blankie. His blankie is tight end Antonio Gates. And you can watch, well, just watch Philip Rivers' eyes. Checks the safety. Okay, where's my blankie? There he is, Antonio Gates. I'm going to throw it to him, and Antonio Gates comes up the field with a big game. 674 career catches for the 11th year tight end, and here he is once again. Just slightly split out to the right side of Philip Rivers. Excellent vertical speed for a tight end, but he's got great moves. See how he kind of goes out of the picture, then comes back in? He sells the linebacker, I'm going out, but then he comes back underneath, giving just enough of a window for Philip Rivers to squeeze that ball in here. Now, we saw against the Broncos, Wes Welker, the wide receiver. Well, Tom Brady's other weapon that he lost in the offseason, running back Danny Woodhead. There he is at the top of the screen. He has become a weapon for Philip Rivers, the second most targeted receiver for the San Diego Chargers. And all he's running is a little go route. And Woodhead is a tough matchup for a lot of teams because they try to put linebackers on him, much like they've done here. And he can beat linebackers, but it's not hard to beat linebackers when you have a throw like that. There he is in the backfield, lined up next to Philip Rivers. This is what is called a wheel route. Now, he's going to shift sides, and then when he comes out of the backfield, he's going to end up running an out route, or what appears to be an out route. Well, it's actually a wheel route, which means out and then up. And because of the matchup against the linebacker, he ends up winning, and Philip Rivers throws an absolute strike to Danny Woodhead.